Yeah, credit to that run of McLaren as Sydney turned the ball over again. This is becoming a pattern. Berengue slides it out towards Craig Noon on the left. He gets around McGowan, squares it up. McLaren can't hit it. Harrison Delbridge can! Melbourne City draw first blood in the grand final. And it is the big American Aussie, Harrison Delbridge, back in the city of his birth with a left-footed drive that beats Andrew Redmayne. Sydney FC 0, Melbourne City 1. Hang on a minute, we've got a problem. VAR is going to get involved here. What's that for, Mozzie?
Well, your guess is as good as mine, unless something's happened inside the box.
Evaporating. Harrison Delbridge cannot believe it. He is cursing quite loudly, but I reckon this one has a fair chance of being robbed off. He's almost directly in front of Redmayne.
Between Redmayne and the ball.
Yep, the biggest cheer is from the Sydney FC fans, and Steve Corica breathes a huge sigh of relief.
Well, remarkable.
Goal ruled out.
Here we are, a big VAR moment in a grand final again, Simon.
Now here's a chance at the other end for Sydney FC. It's Lafondre inside the penalty area, and Barbarousis trying to get there. Lafondre again on the follow-up. And he was off balance and sliced his shots well wide of the target, from one end of the pitch to the other in the blink of an eye, Mossy.
Yeah, great chance for Sydney FC there, and Barbarousis really starting to come into the game a bit more. Lafondre there, if he had his time again on that rebound. Ninkovic was free on the far post. He had to take the difficult chance there, but great little ball from Lafondre. Great run by Barbarousis, but just there as he struck that rebound volley, Ninkovic was free on the far post.
But at the break, we are no nearer to knowing who's going to win the old golden toilet seats. Half-time at Bankwest Stadium, Sydney FC 0, Melbourne City 0. Squared up for Luke Bratton. Bratton looking for the run of Ryan Grant, and he's chested it in. Ryan Grant goes it into the back post, just as he did against Melbourne Victory 3 years ago, and opens the scoring for Sydney FC. Would you credit it? That trademark run in behind, and Melbourne City didn't read it, and he simply chested the ball into the back of the net past Tom Glover.
Only our game, Simon, only our game can produce moments like that. That is absolutely unbelievable. It should be Ryan Grant, a fantastic ball in from Bratton, who found some space on the edge of the box. Great weight to the pass, and Ryan Grant showed all his composure and experience. Didn't have to do anything fancy. Got his chest to the ball and nudges it past Tom Glover in the Melbourne City goal. What a famous goal that could be for Sydney FC.
At the other end, is it too late now? All eyes on Chris Beath into the last 10 seconds. I think that's a foul by Rattray.
How close.
A check of the watch by Chris Beath. The whistle goes. It's Sydney again for the fifth time, a new National League record. And for the second year in a row, the Sky Blues are champions of Australia, equaling Brisbane Roar and going back to back. Steve Corica, the first coach to win consecutive titles in his first two seasons. Melbourne City valiant, but ultimately vanquished. Their turn will surely come, but not today. It's Sydney's day and Sydney's trophy once again. Ryan Grant proved to be the match winner with a chested goal in extra time, and Melbourne City left to rue their missed opportunities, particularly in the first half when they were by far the better team. But that's the way it finishes at Bankwest. Sydney FC 1, Melbourne City 0. It's Sydney FC who are the champions of Australia once again.